Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. We thank you for tuning in on any one of our stations, Your Country 103.9 KGRT. Today's hottest music, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock leader, and our newest edition, Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. I'm excited to welcome one of our frequent guests that join us, and especially with it getting as hot as it has been, and with all that will be happening, it was only right that we bring in this individual here to chat with us today. Of course, we got our good friend joining us from the Bureau of Land Management. We got a good friend, Bill, with us. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hey, good morning. It's a hot one, that's for sure.
It definitely is. And meanwhile, I'm here in a long sleeve shirt. I don't know why. Actually, I can tell you why. When you don't have clothes from the washer and the dryer and situation, you find the shirt that's going to probably work for today. And it was a long sleeve on a hot day.
I think I just would have stopped by the store and bought a new shirt,
You know, I thought about that too, but then I realized not a lot of places are open at 4:30 in the morning. Well, how are you doing? First of all, how are you doing? How are things going? I know quite busy. And then especially as we're getting ready to approach a new month with all the festivities that are going to be happening.
Always quite busy at the Bureau of Land Management, you know, and you know, this extreme summertime temperatures are here. You know, we just kind of want to remind the public, you know, got to be prepared out there. Make sure you've got plenty of food and water and wear appropriate shoes and clothing. You know, have a hat and sunglasses and always bring your sunscreen. You know, that's just a safety reminder to be aware and to watch out for when you're out there enjoying your public lands. But, you know, we're going into the 4th of July holiday weekend. And, you know, for those that are planning to get outdoors on public lands, managed by the BLM, there are some important things I want people to remember. You know, it may be tempting to ignite fireworks, but I wanted to let the audience know that possession of fireworks on public lands can result in a citation. Leave those pyrotechnics at home. It's prohibited on all BLM-managed public land. That includes a Geary Spring Recreation Area and Campground, Dripping Springs Natural Area, La Cueva Picnic Area, Three Rivers Petroglyph Site, Lake Valley Historic Township, and Prehistoric Trackways National Monument, and any of our trails that we have going through the Robledos and Dona Ana Mountains. So just remember, it is against the law to actually possess fireworks or ignite fireworks on public land. And you can be subject to prosecution. It's a Class A misdemeanor offense, and you could be sentenced to up to 12 months in prison and up to $100,000 fine.
So leave the pyrotechnics at home.
Leave those things at home.
Now, one of the things, and it was recently mentioned in an article about how, you know, Las Cruces has been ranked number 7 as far as towns to visit in 2025. And one of the things that they mentioned, the reason that it is for that is because of the beautiful landscape, the beautiful backdrop that we have from the mountains to the sites that you mentioned. We have such an amazing background that, of course, safety. And I know it may be tempting, and you think because it is a recreational area, you do not want to have those fireworks anywhere near any of these of these sites.
Oh, yes. And we're in the middle of the hot temperatures and summer months here, you know, so that's extreme fire dangers. That is another safety reminder we want to impress on the public, because we have very dry and windy conditions here, and one little ignition can quickly bring catastrophic results.
So, yeah, that's definitely important to know. And also, I'm pretty sure this becomes a busy weekend. Once we get into the weekend, it's a busy weekend for our campsites, because there are a lot of folks that are from out of town that are going to enjoy these sites.
That's true. And to reduce the risk of wildland fires, you know, the Bureau of Las Cruces, the Las Cruces District is actually currently under fire restrictions, you know, so some of the following activities are prohibited on public land, not just discharging or possessing fireworks, but building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, a campfire, whether it's charcoal, coal, or wood, the use of stoves fueled by pressurized liquid or gas that can be turned off, that is allowed within areas that are cleared of flammable materials, at least 10 feet in diameter. Smoking, believe it or not, is also prohibited on public lands, except in an enclosed vehicle or building.
Okay.
And you have to be in a cleared area where there's at least 3 feet of clear of all barren of flammable materials. You know, so not only is it the safety of when you're taking care of yourself with snacks and water and appropriate shoes and clothing, but being responsible around your campsites. A reminder also to leave no trace. And we keep saying it all the time. What is it? In other words, be responsible, clean up your picnic and campsites, and pack everything out and leave it like you never were there.
Yes.
In other words, leave no trace of you ever being there. And so these are just some of the safety reminders, you know, we wanted to put out to the public and let them know, because we want you to enjoy your public land, but we want you to do it in a safe, responsible, and diligent manner and leave it in optimum shape for the next visitors to enjoy and appreciate.
And I was wondering about the fire restrictions as well. I know we get to that season and people may often think, you know, oh, we've been getting a lot of rain though. I mean, we're in monsoon season, but that still doesn't account for the fact that we have dry heat and those temperatures. I mean, I know right now I'm just kind of going over the forecast. You know, we'll be back around to triple digits again come next week. So, I mean, that heat and those temperatures can definitely play an effect on anything and making sure that keeping people safe at these amazing sites.
Yeah, these extreme summer temperatures that we get, it's hot.
Yep.
Hopefully it won't be as hot as it was last summer. We're throwing up our hands there and praying to the gods that it won't be.
Yeah.
But it does get extremely hot down here, the summertime temperatures. And so, you know, just be mindful of your surroundings when you're out enjoying your public land.
Excellent. What else do we got coming up? I know a new month, and usually we get to check in with you as far as some of the stuff that are happening. And I know quite a bit, especially to kick off the month with 4th of July and the Independence Day celebration.
Well, you know, last month we, because of the extreme heat, you know, we were having the talks on the patio out on Saturday and Sunday out at the Dripping Springs A.B. Cox Visitor Center. And we're trying to put together a schedule. We're probably going to continue to have those talks because it's going to continue to be real hot throughout the month of July as well. So we're not really looking at starting guided hikes till maybe the latter part of August or September. But we still want to be able to have something where you can come out and enjoy. And so we're going to have a not fireside chats, but we're going to have chats on the patio out at Dripping Springs. And you know, once we get the schedule finalized, we'll throw it up on our Facebook page. And you can just Google our Facebook page and pull it up and you can see it there. You don't have to be a follower, but I appreciate the followers.
Yes.
You know, so you know, it's Bureau of Las Cruces. Las Cruces District Office is what it's called. The Bureau of Land Management, Las Cruces District Office on Facebook.
Yes, give them a follow. I know I give them a follow, and especially with the last minute changes or if anything comes up, it helps folks stay up to date with whatever's going on. And also, we do appreciate your visits with us as well. So when you come on by, you're always bringing us the good information to let everybody know what's happening at our public lands.
Yep, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but yes. We never get to the ugly part, thank goodness,
because
the view is so great being here in southern New Mexico, and everything we have to offer, whether it's the hiking, whether it's the biking, whether it's the equestrian riding, the off-road vehicle riding, you know, we're doing a lot of things project-wise just to manage and make these areas that you're visiting much more beautiful. We just completed one, as a matter of fact, out at Prehistoric Trackways. You know, we remember talking about that last year with the several 75-foot high walls. We were going to implode them. We had explosions and brought them down, and we sloped the land. And we just, last week, we dropped several hundred thousand pounds of mulch and seed by air onto the lands right before the rains came. So it was a perfect timing.
Nice.
And so hopefully in a couple of months, you'll actually see a lot more green and vegetation out there when you go to see the prehistoric trackways.
That is amazing. And of course, you guys can learn about all that, following them on Facebook, staying up to date with them, and of course, checking in with us as we make sure to bring you the latest that is happening with the Bureau of Land Management. And, you know, circling back to the article that came out from CNN about Las Cruces being recognized, especially, and that was one of the main factors of recognizing us as one of the towns to visit in 2025. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we are so close to a lot of these amazing sites and a lot of these breathtaking views that makes it a destination for people to come and visit.
Yep, that is true. And I still consider myself a newbie to Las Cruces. I've only been here 4 years, but it is so much enjoyable to be able to just step out from your backyard and just look at the beautiful Oregon mountains that are here. And it's just the different hues and colors you get every day. It's different. It's never the same look twice.
And it's something that definitely people travel very far to be a part and to witness and to experience. And especially as we're looking at a 4th of July weekend where we'll have a lot of people from out of town that will come to enjoy our beautiful areas. And of course, we thank you so much for keeping us informed as far as people that are starting to make their plans for this coming up weekend and getting ready for the Independence Day holiday.
That's what we want to do. Want you to be safe out there. Keep those pyrotechnics at home.
Yes.
Even those sparklers, keep them to yourself. And, leave them at the house.
There'll be plenty of firework displays throughout town that are safe and controlled. You don't have to take them with you. You can observe, and you don't have to worry about taking them out and possibly getting in trouble. So we want to make sure everybody stays safe. Thank you so much for stopping by. Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Happy 4th of July to you too.
I appreciate your visits. And of course, anything else that ever comes up, of course, for our listeners out there, you always know whenever there's something that you need to know, our good friend from the BLM will always join us and make sure to keep us up to date. So again, I appreciate you taking the time, stopping by and joining us and talking with us this morning and getting us ready for the 4th of July weekend.
It's my pleasure as always.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. Remember, you can listen to us on any one of our stations, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, which we want to go ahead and recognize KGRT as your New Mexico Broadcasters Association Station of the Year for 2025. Classic Rock 98.7, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, Hot 103, Today's Hottest Music, and Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces. My name is Joey Hernandez for Mesilla Valley Better Together.